Ride. Welcome. Thank you. Good evening. Good afternoon. Good morning. I don't know when you're listening to this, but if you're listening to this, good whatever part of the day it is to you. And thank you. Thank you for listening and downloading. This is the very first episode of Predictably Drunk, the podcast. You guys may be familiar with my web series, my webisode, my webcast, whatever it is. And if you're not familiar with the web series and webcast and you're not familiar with me, I don't know how you found this, but thank you and keep on trucking. This is a new venture for me. By the way, my name is Sam Marcoux, for those that don't know me, to new listeners. I am the host, the creator of this fine broadcast that you're listening to right now, coming from you live from San Jose, California. Well, not live. I'm live, but by the time you listen to this, I might be dead, and the broadcast will be taped, canned, and uploaded. So maybe not live for you. I guess that's my first lie to all of you right here within the first 2 minutes of my new show. But this is a new broadcast, a new venture for me. I haven't done this before, at least not for my own. I've guest hosted on other podcasts, and I've been on the radio and done some other fun things, but never for me, just me creating all this shit by myself and talking alone, lonely, by myself inside my house / studio here. So once again, my name is Sam Marcoux, M-A-R-C-O-U-X. The X is silent. So if you ever try to pronounce it and, well, just don't fucking pronounce it. How about that? That's a no-no. Anybody whose last name ends with an X, unless it's like Fox or Fax, if it's like a three-letter word that ends with an X, then feel free to, you know, say the X. But if it's any longer than that, just as a rule of thumb, don't pronounce the X. You know, it's annoying. It shows how stupid you are, that you don't have a basic grasp of how language works. The X is silent. It's pretty much always silent. In fact, I, you know, my whole life actually has been essentially one big clusterfuck of mispronunciations of my name. I always get like Marcoux or Marcox, Marcoux. Every now and then we'll get somebody that's like Marcow, which isn't much better. I mean, yes, granted, you didn't pronounce the X, but you still called me a cow, which isn't very flattering at all. But I'd say the worst one I ever had, I had a really bad week about, at this point, about 7 years ago. I was living in a place called Discovery Bay, California. It's a big boating community. It's right on the Delta, so a lot of people go out there and you know, jet ski and wakeboard and swing with their neighbors. You know, lots and lots of key parties and shit like that, which I never was able to partake in, which was kind of a bummer, but probably not a bummer. I also don't have an STD, so that's good. But anyhow, I was out there, and there's a store out here called Safeway. You guys all probably have heard of it. If not, it's a supermarket grocery chain store. You guys have one similar elsewhere, Vons or whatever it may be. And they insist, they're actually, the workers there are told that they have to pronounce your last name if you happen to be a member. So how it works is just like any other membership, right? You go up, you type in your phone number, and then you get, you know, $1 off of cottage cheese or whatever the fuck you bought. So they always butcher it, you know, and I'm used to that. When you have that last name, you just get used to it. Or you change it, which might be my other option. But anyhow, the lady at the front, when she went to pull the receipt and looked at my name, and I was in a hurry, I was on my way to a party, and she says, "Thank you, Mr. Mangu." And I started to walk out knowing, yes, that she butchered it, and then it dawned on me what she called me. So I stopped, and I turned around, and I went back to her, and I'm, "Excuse me, ma'am, what did you call me?" And she said, "Mr. Mangu," with a question mark at the end, like knowing full well that she'd fucked up, right? And, you know, I couldn't contain myself. I'm like, "Ma'am, okay, I don't know where you got Mangu from. It's Marcoux, but I'm really offended." And she's like, "Why are you offended?" I'm like, "Because you called me jizz, okay? You called me Mangu. That's semen. That's disgusting. It's throat yogurt. You're calling me the most disgusting thing you can call another human being." You know, and she apologized profusely up and down, which, to be honest, I wasn't terribly offended. But it was just kind of like, of course you called me Mangu. Of course you called me Mr. Jizz on the way out. You know, that's just how my life is. So, like 3 days later, literally 3 days later, I'm at a Jiffy Lube. I guess that's a plug for Jiffy Lube and Safeway. But Jiffy Lube, getting my oil changed. And I walk into the waiting room area. And it's literally me and this extremely hot lady, right? And that's it. So, like, I immediately grow a beard and, like, kind of hulk up a little bit to make myself look bigger. And, I go and grab the Sports Illustrated instead of the Golf Digest just to look like more of a man. And I sit down, not next to her, because that would have been creepy, right? I mean, you don't want to sit right next to somebody when there's nowhere else, you know, when there's everywhere else to sit, I should say. I mean, there's 25 chairs, so you can't sit right next to her. But, like, maybe one or two chairs over. That's a reasonable amount of space, I think, to show a girl that you're interested in her body parts. But anyhow, so we're sitting there, and the way Jiffy Lube works and the way most oil change places work is that if you've been there before, which I had, they tend to announce the make and model of your car, right? They'll come in if you happen to be, driving a Porsche. They'll say, the owner of the red Porsche. And then you say, oh, that's me. I have that red Porsche. And then you go and talk to them, and they tell you everything that they already said they're going to do, and then you get your keys and you leave. That is traditionally how it works, and that's how this Jiffy Lube had always worked. Except for this time, of course, since there's a hot chick involved, that maybe I might get the balls to try to maybe ask out at a Jiffy Lube. That's not how it works. So I was driving a Dodge Durango at the time, which isn't a great car, but it's also not a bad car. Now, you know, if the girl had heard the owner of the Dodge Durango, I don't think it's going to be a deal breaker. You know, it's an SUV. Men drive SUVs. She's not going to be like, oh, well, you have a pussy car. I'm not going to, you know, date and or fuck you. Which, for the record, if you're going to try to date a girl because of the type of car you have, that's probably not the kind of girl you want to be hanging out with, but that's the kind of girl that I like to hang out with. How about that? So anyhow, as the story goes, the guy comes in, and he's holding the clipboard. And again, there's only two of us. There's the hot chick and me. And he says, this is not a lie, by the way. He's looking at the receipt, and he goes, Mr. Mancox, Mr. Man, is there a Mr. Mancox here? And I don't know if you guys have ever seen those cartoons growing up where, like, the cartoon is you know, nailing in a hammer or something and accidentally hits his thumb, and then the cartoon shows the thumb turning red and swelling from the bottom up until it, like, explodes out of the top of his thumb, if you know what I'm talking about. You know, that was me. That was my face. As he kept screaming Mancox at the top of his lungs, I was just getting more and more red until the point where I was purple, and I was just ready to have an aneurysm. I was expecting every blood vessel in my head to pop and me just to drop dead right there and leak out all over this girl's shoes. And so, obviously, I didn't know what to do at that. I'm super embarrassed. This is 3 days after being called Mr. Seaman. So I turned to her and I said, Mr. Mancox, is that your husband or something? And she looked at me dead in the eye, and she went, no. And she said it that way, like, no, and don't ever talk to me again. There's no way you're getting fucked with a last name like Mancox. So that's my story. I don't know why I started off the inaugural podcast with that story, but that's my story. So there you go. There's one story out of the box right there. So I guess the caveat to that is you may hear, as I get guests on here, you may see if you follow me on Twitter as Tiger Clomedy. What spawned out of that is actually about 3 days after that. So 6 days after Mangoo, 3 days after Mancox, I was sitting at a bar. Shocking, right? And it was a bar that I'd been going to for a while. I'd go late, they're open late, and you know, they have cold free beer. Well, not free beer, but you know, discounted beer at least. And it was a TGI Fridays. I'll be honest with you, it was a fucking TGI Fridays. Okay, you got it out of me. But I used to go there a lot, and I liked the staff, and they were fun. And what ended up happening is that they came to me and they said, Sam, you know, you come here so often that why don't you just sign up for our little Tiger Stripes reward program, and you get discounted food and discounted drinks and shit like that. And I'm like, yeah, you know what, that makes sense, right? I'm here a couple nights a week. I might as well just start getting some rewards for it. So they give you this thing that I swear to God, you got to fill out to get a TGI Fridays Tiger Stripes reward card. You have to fill out more information than you do when you do your taxes. It's fucking ridiculous. But I did it. And first line is, you know, first name. So I write down Samuel, which is my first name, God-given name from my mother and possibly my father. I'm not sure. And then it gets to my last name. And the first thing that rushes into my head is Mangoo. Second thing that rushes to my head, Mancox. And I think, you know what? This is my chance. This is my chance to make amends. Nobody's ever going to get Marku right. These fuckers at TGI Friday sure as shit aren't going to get it right on print. Here's my chance. I'm going to change my last name. And who cares, right? It's TGI Friday's Stripes card. It doesn't matter what your name is in there. It's not like the IRS or the FBI is going to come pounding down your door and going, well, you didn't list your other alias from your TGI Friday's card. So I decide, okay, if I'm going to change my last name, first of all, it has to be easy to spell and or pronounce. Second of all, it can't be something basic and stupid, right? It can't be Jones or Smith or Johnson. Sorry to every Jones, Smith, and Johnson that's listening to this right now. But I don't want it to be basic. I want it to stand out, right? I'm a stand-up comedian, for crying out loud. That's all I ever want is people looking at me. So I decide on Tiger Claw because it's fucking badass, right? Tiger Claw. What's more badass than a tiger, and what's the most badass thing on a tiger? Claws. It makes sense. Tiger Claw. So I change it to Samuel Tiger Claw. I fill out the rest of the, you know, 15-page legal document that TGI Fridays makes me do for a piece of plastic to get half off on their cheese sticks. And about 3 weeks, and I send it in. And about 3 weeks later, I get something in the mail from TGI Fridays. And I'm like, no way. No way that this went through. And I open it up, and I immediately look at the last name. And there it is in all its glory. It's not Marcoux. It's not Mangu. It's not Mancox. It's none of that bullshit. It's Tiger Claw. Spelled correctly. Looks awesome. My dick grew about 3 inches right when I looked at that. I'm like, yes, Tiger Claw. I did it. I changed my fate, changed my outcome. And then I looked at the first name. Remember, I put Samuel, you know, which is my full name, which I should have put Sam, so that's my fault right off the bat. I understand that. But I put Samuel. Now, the morons who keyed this in jumbled up all the letters in Samuel. So instead of Samuel Tiger Claw, I got Smule Tiger Claw. S-M-A-E-U-L. Smool. And there it was right there. There was the kick in the nuts that I had been waiting for. So not only did I somehow manage to have an entire lifetime of a fucked up last name, as soon as I change it, they fuck up my first name, ladies and gentlemen. This is a true story. So I was livid. I was livid, but it was like 3:30 in the afternoon, and I could not go back to TGI Fridays until that night, you know, the late happy hour, so I could yell at the staff who fucked this up. So I did. I went back. I waited. I bided my time. And I walked in there and I dropped this shit right on the bar. And I'm like, look at this shit, right? Look at it. And the bartender is a guy named Dustin, who I'm sure will be on the show at some point in the future. He's got some stories to tell. But I look at Dustin. And I go, Dustin, this is messed up, man. Look at this shit. And he goes, Smule Tiger Claw. And I go, I know. I sound like I'm going to go fight Frodo for the ring. What type of bullshit is this? This isn't my name. And he goes, you sound like a delicious camping treat, dude. That's what you sound like. And I'm like, that's exactly my point. I sound like s'mores, like a disgusting version of s'mores, like a melted, stepped-on version of s'mores, man. That's not cool. So, of course, I made the mistake of showing the staff that I said Smule. So, no, nobody called me Mancox or Mangu anymore. But they also didn't call me Tiger Claw for a long time. What did they call me? Smules. Smooly. Smooligan. Which I didn't mind Smooligan, to be honest with you. That almost sounds like hooligan, which is kind of cool. But that was the point, is that's where, you know, my last name and my first name come from. So every now and then you might hear somebody call me Smooly or Tiger Claw, some of the guests that are on here. And now you know the reason why. Unless you're not listening to this, then it doesn't really fucking matter because you're not listening to this, right? But so anyhow, the reason I started doing this podcast thing is, you know, I do stand-up comedy. I'm okay at it. Sometimes I'm good, sometimes I'm not, just like most comedians. And it's a lot of fun. But you know what? Here in the Bay Area, it is, San Francisco Bay Area, it is highly competitive. Comedy is thriving right now. There's rooms every single night. You can feature, you can showcase, you can open mic it, you can headline whatever show. You can create your own shows, which I've done with the help of others, and just had a fantastic time. So there's a ton of comedy. But, you know, again, even though there's a lot of rooms, there's about 1,000 to 1,500 comedians in the greater Northern California area and not enough rooms to sustain that. So what I wanted to do is just have a forum where I can vent and talk and talk about comedy, talk about my stories, have some other comedians on and maybe have them tell their stories of what they're doing, why they're funny, shit like that. And just have some fun, man, right? That's the whole point of doing all this shit. It's just to have some fun. So I decided that I'd start doing a podcast. And the reason I started doing it is I was actually a guest on a couple of other podcasts, namely one of them called In the Galaxy Podcast with its co-hosted Jay Williams and Michael Gilkison. So once you're done listening to this, maybe go check out their podcast called In the Galaxy. And they talk about a bunch of different stuff, mainly music, and you know, Jay rips on Michael and shit like that. And I was a guest on their show, and naturally, as soon as it uploaded, I listened to it. And I loved it. And not just the parts where I was talking. I actually enjoyed the podcast itself. So I started listening to their podcast kind of on a regular basis. And then from there, it kind of spawned into listening to other people's podcasts, some good, some bad. And I noticed that I was basically kind of critiquing what these podcasts had going. And some of them are really just bad. Bad podcasts. Like, you know, you guys heard the intro here today. It was about 10 seconds, 15 seconds of song. And some of these guys are playing songs for like 2 minutes straight and then jumping in. And it's like, you know what? At this point, I don't even want to hear you. Just play the fucking music. I'm into the music, man. So, you know, intros were too long. The actual podcast itself was entirely too long. You know, some of these things are marathon sessions going 2-3 hours long. And it was just insane. So, you know, I was kind of just found myself critiquing it. You know, this is what I like. This is what I don't like, that type of shit. And then I realized, you know what? Why don't I just fucking do this? Why don't I just do it myself? This way I don't got to go chase open mics every, you know, Monday night at Woodham's in Santa Clara, or every Wednesday night at the Caravan in San Jose, California. Those types of places. I don't have to chase it with 45 other comedians and sit in a dingy bar until 1 o'clock. In the morning to do 5 minutes. I can sit at a dingy studio in my house and drink here and talk for 30 minutes. So it was just a win-win-win for me and hopefully others and hopefully you as a listener. So I decided, okay, I'm going to do a podcast. I don't have anything, no infrastructure whatsoever to do a podcast. So naturally, what do you think of if you're going to do a podcast? You're going to need microphones, headphones, a computer, a website, all that shit, right? No, that's not where I went. Where I went is I need a cool name for my podcast. So my priorities were way out of whack. The first thing I decided is I need a cool name and a kick-ass logo. Everything else is, you know, irrelevant. Because if I don't have a cool name and a kick-ass logo, nobody's going to click on it. I'm never going to grow the viewership or the listenership. And I'm going to get bored. And I'm going to hate it. I'm going to hate you. And I'm never going to do this again. So again, screw all the infrastructure. I needed the lights on the sign, right? So, oh shit, I just dropped my notes. Oh well. So I sat down and I started thinking of names. You know, what would be a good name for a podcast? And I actually ran this idea by my buddy Steve, who some of you may know. He's an absolute maniac. My best friend, love him to death, been my best friend for 20 some odd years, but an absolute maniac, and I mean that in the worst way possible. So, in case Steve happens to be listening to this, I'm not giving you too much praise. But the first thing he pops back with is, oh, you should name it the Dirty Donut Hour, which makes zero sense, right? Dirty Donut Hour. But I contemplated it because, in case you were unaware, Dirty Donut is a butthole. That is a reference to a butthole. And I thought it would be funny to name my show The Dirty Donut Hour and see how many people got it. But there's a couple things wrong with that. Number one, I didn't want people associating me as, you know, a butthole necessarily. And number two, I didn't want the show to be an hour long. As I'd already mentioned, some of these shows are just marathon sessions, and I didn't want it to be that. So what I did is I took that name and I put it in the maybe list, right? It's a maybe. Maybe we'll call it that. But I was looking for something maybe a little more fitting for my personality and what I was doing. So the next thing I thought is I started doing research and found out that the majority of people that listen to podcasts are doing so in their car these days. Over 50% of the people are listening to podcasts on mobile devices while traveling to and from work. So I thought, okay, well, what is the average drive time to and from work for the nation? And it turns out it's 25.4 minutes, which I'm thinking they must have gotten these numbers somewhere in the fucking Midwest, because I don't know if you live in California or New York or, you know, Massachusetts or Florida or anywhere where there's actually people, it is not taking you 25 fucking minutes to get to work. It is taking you about 52 minutes to get to work on average. So I don't know, maybe they're dyslexic when they put these numbers down or something. Maybe it's supposed to be 52.4. But either way, I guess supposedly the national average is 25.4 in terms of average listening time. So I thought, this is back in December of 2014 that this is all happening, by the way. So I thought, okay, 25.4, that's kind of a cool name. People might try to figure out what that means. Maybe they'll go online and Google it and kind of figure it out and go, oh, he's a clever one, this Sam. And then I did what any good comedian does. So as a comedian, one of the first things you do once you write a joke is, A, you better write that shit down because you'll never remember it. I don't care who you are. I've done it so many times where I'm like, that is a great bit. I don't need to write it down. It's so great that I will remember it later, right? And then you can't. You can never recreate that magic. So the first thing I do is I write it down. And then when I get home, I Googled it. Because that's what you do when you're a comedian and you write a joke, is you Google and or Bing it and make sure you just didn't take somebody else's joke inadvertently, which has happened. It happens to all of us. And normally what you do, if you have a joke that is very similar or equal to what somebody else has done and put online, you change it, right? You tweak it, you try to make it better, or you just say, you know what, this is just way too close to whatever, you know, somebody else did. I got to throw this out. So I went through the same process for this 25.4 name. And I got really excited. I got really excited because I couldn't find anything, couldn't find anything. And then I go on YouTube and I type in 25.4. And what do I see? A brand new fucking podcast called 25.4 with a video cast that goes along with it that was published the day before. The day before I was actually looking all this up. These guys, these asshats, the 15 of them in the studio, published this podcast called 25.4 for the very same reasons that I have, right? It's the average drive time. And the ironic part about it, I guess, is that it was their very first episode and they were talking about how they're going to be fast-paced and they're going to keep going and keep moving and they're going to keep the 25.4 minutes. And then that very first episode was like 28 minutes long. So they fucking lied to everybody on the very first episode, which I thought was kind of funny, except for the fact that one of them pulled up, you know, he actually called out and was like, hey, guys, we're running late. And the main host goes, well, we're just giving them more money, you know, more for their money or something like that. I'm like, no, asshole, you're lying to these people. I hope you die in a fire. And by the way, it was a very boring podcast. I don't know. It was probably very informative, but they were talking about nerd shit, you know, like Dungeons and Dragons or one of those online games, I think. I don't even know. I don't even know if that's what they were talking about. I didn't understand the English. They were speaking English, but I didn't know what it was. So I just kind of tuned out and chalked them up to being nerds and called it a day. So, and then I thought, you know, what is this going to be, this show? So 25.4 is out, Dirty Donut Hour is out. And I thought, well, this is probably going to cater to comedians more so than anybody else in terms of the guests that I'm going to have on, in terms of people that are going to listen to it, possibly sports people and some beer heads, by the way. That's going to happen quite a bit. Too. So just to let everybody know, I am currently drinking Drake's Denogonizer, 9.75% Imperial IPA. Delicious, out of San Leandro, California. Go get some. They're open daily. They aren't paying me to say that. I wish they would, but they're not. It's just it's an amazing beer, one of my favorites, so go get it. So going back to my main point, though, is this is probably going to appeal to comedians. So then I thought, oh, damn, you know what would be a great name? Open Mic, the Open Mic Podcast. Or open mic radio, right? Makes sense. It has a tie into comedy, has a tie into radio, all of it. Well, of course, that was taken. So I was kind of down to really the Sam Marcoux Show, which I wouldn't listen to that. That's a dumb name. Tiger Claw Radio, which makes it sound like I'm going to talk about karate or some shit. So I wasn't going to do that. And then I thought, you know what? I'm just going to port my name from my web series called Predictably Drunk and bring it to the Podcast Nation. Which is why we're here with Predictably Drunk, the podcast. So there you go. There is the name. It is the exact same name that I have for my web series, other than the fact that I threw podcast at the end of it. And I do have a pretty kick-ass logo. So if you're listening to this right now, you're probably seeing the logo at some point, which kind of looks like a beer label, which was kind of the intention with the microphone in the middle there. But designed by me, for me. With the help of me, and as well as a couple of other people who helped out in the design. But so that was that. Once I had the name and the logo, it was a done deal. And all I had to do was round up the rest of the material, and voila, here we are 25 minutes later without having said a damn word about what this show is going to be where we're going in the future. But at least you now know why my name sucks and why the name of the podcast is what it is, right? So where this is going and where I'd like it to go is, you know, probably about 30-minute episodes. You know, I'm not going to tie myself to an official time because we may have something that cuts a little short. We may have something that goes a little long. I don't really know. But we're probably going to do 30-minute episodes here. So if you like what you're hearing, you know, you only got about 5 minutes left, so sorry. And if you hate what you're hearing, you know, hey, you only got about 5 minutes left, so, you know, keep on. But that's kind of where we're going. And we're going to have some good guests, you know, not just comedians either, but we're going to have comedian guest hosts. We're going to have some friends of mine that have interesting stories. We're going to have some professionals out there. I actually have some doctors lined up to come on this show, which you're kind of thinking, why would you have a doctor on here? But I got to tell you, doctors, paramedics, firefighters, people in the medical industry are some of the most entertaining, fucked up individuals you'll ever meet in your life. And I mean that. They are crazy, these people. I'm convinced that people that go into the medical field don't go into the medical field necessarily because they want to help people. They go into the medical industry because they want to see the craziest shit they can possibly see. So as long as these guys and girls can get on the air and not indict themselves, I suppose, with these stories, then it should make for some good radio. And then some of the comedians that are coming on, they have agreed to also, here in the studio, we have a green screen and a TV setup. So what they're going to do after they host for a week or two is actually get up and do maybe 3 to 5 minutes of stand-up. We'll film it. We'll put it on YouTube. We'll put it on the website for the podcast so you can kind of see, you know, what these fat bastards look like, you know, behind the mic. Most of them are fat. Not all, but some are fat. Most all of them are losers, though. I don't think I've met one comedian in my years of doing this that I've been like, wow, that guy's got his shit together. We're all kind of swimming in the shallow end of life's gene pool here. But they're funny, and that's the point of being a comedian, right, is to be funny and to entertain the masses and have a good time. And then the other thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about beer, man. Beer, liquor, alcohol. I think that's going to be a big topic. You know, people love to drink. People love to party. People love to tell stories about what they do when they're drunk. You know, especially guys. Guys, once they have a story to tell after they've been drinking, you can't shut them up, right? They have to tell you the story. I'm guilty of this too. I always have to tell the story. And it's, it doesn't matter how depressing the story is for the person who's telling it. They're so proud. Watch the next time somebody starts a story with, oh my God, I was so drunk, and then look how proud they are to tell that story if they happen to be a guy. Girls, no. Girls are ashamed, and rightfully so, you whores. But guys, when they tell a story about how drunk they got and then what happened, they are so proud of themselves. Even when they say they're not proud, they're smiling. They're like, ah, man, I can't, that's not good. But they're smiling the entire time. So we're going to tell some stories about drinking. I've got a few. I've got some. Let's put it that way. So we'll share those over the time. And then, you know, eventually I'm going to have a guest host. Maybe a permanent one. Maybe a rotational one. I'm not quite sure. But that is the plan, is to have some sort of guest host in here. Because I don't like just talking to myself. You know, I'd like to play off somebody. Helps the time go by faster. All that fun stuff. So that's kind of the plan. Right now, this is a big time for San Francisco. We're in San Francisco Beer Week. It's early February. We've got all kinds of things going on. We're going to have Double IPA Fest, Triple IPA Fest coming up a few days from when this is being broadcast, or recorded, I should say. I'm going to go to hopefully Double and Triple IPA Fest and report on that for everybody here. So look forward to that going forward. And that's the other thing I'm going to be doing with this, is hopefully I can get into some events, local or otherwise, and maybe do some podcasting from there, and maybe get some interviews with some people you've heard of as well. But that's where we're going. So that's the intro, 30-minute intro into what podcasting Predictably Drunk is all about. Thank you. First episode. I don't know if I'll ever release this or not, but I wanted to do a test and see how it was like to do 30 minutes sitting on my ass drinking a beer. And that's what we got. So look forward to some dates that I've got in stand-up coming up. I'm going to be in Hawaii in March, Honolulu. I'm going to a couple places. One of them is Annie O'Brien's for the Comedy U show on March 18th. If you happen to be in Honolulu, or if you want to go to Honolulu, check out that show. I'm also going to be at the Cafe Fresh in Honolulu, downtown Honolulu in Chinatown on March 14th. That's a Saturday. So come check that out too. And those are the couple dates in Honolulu. If you happen to be there or have friends that are there, tell them to go and give them my name, Sam Marcoux. Tell them to give it at the door. They don't get anything if they do it, but it'd be kind of funny to see why is everybody telling me this guy's name. You can check me out on Facebook, sam.marcoux. You can check me out on Twitter, Tiger Clomedy. And also sammarcoux.com, sammarcoux.com. You can hear a lot of read a bunch of stories, see some of my stand up, check out my tour dates, shit like that. So, all right. Well, I guess with that, I will bid you adieu. Until next week, peace.